Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun, as has the bowl season. The holiday season is here. The Late Night Anger Management Class. We're breaking it down. Rob Vino steps up and in. Professor Vino joins us. Meanwhile, is Tony Finn a professor? Professor of madness? The professor of insanity from Area 51? Tony Finn steps up and in straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun. Bowl season has begun. The chaos continues in the National Football League. What was a doubleheader is now just a Saturday night marquee event between the Indianapolis Colts and the New England Patriots. But we do have a full slate of bowl games all day long. Saturday into the late night hours on Saturday night carries us in to the National Football League, but there's two less games on Sunday as well. The National Football League schedule has been twisted and turned upside down. Although, you know, it's kind of an oxymoron right now, and pardon the pun, because, everything does seem kind of just moronic. But with everything that's going on right now, there is a big light at the end of the tunnel. You know, for people to pay attention to this stuff, sports leagues over the last, 24 to 48 hours, essentially, we talked about it. It was just yesterday. Put it this way, Westbrook tested positive, and he's already been cleared to come back now. Right? So the sanity is starting to prevail, in which if you test positive, you don't have to be out for 6 days, 7 days, this days, and those days, and all these other days. You know what? You just bang off a couple of tests, and you're back. Right now. So I think there is things. Listen, things are going to get worse before they get better. It's going to be chaos for the next couple of weeks here. And I think the National Hockey League is on the verge of shutting down, at least for a couple of weeks. And I'm waiting for the announcement that they're not going to be going to China. I think everything will be fine. It's not like we're not going to repeat everything that happened over the last 2 years in the sports world. It's going to be a lot of postponements. And hey, listen, it kind of does suck, but hey, now there's football on Monday night. There's a doubleheader. Now there's a doubleheader on Tuesday. I'm just worried about the children. Will somebody think of the children, please? What about the children? I'm just thinking about the children. SDSU and UTSA, man. They have a bowl game on Tuesday night. They were the only bowl game on Tuesday night. it was their night. They were going to be on TV. It's their night. And now suddenly you got a couple of NFL football games. The Raiders and the Browns, they're playing that on Monday. And Washington and Philadelphia is on Tuesday. And Seattle and the Rams are on Tuesday right now. So we'll get you caught today with all the new point spreads. Heineke's out. I don't know. There's all kinds of craziness. NFL feels like it's 3 years away to me right now. I'm not really concerned with the NFL right now, as crazy as that sounds. I'm more concerned with the NLL, the National Lacrosse League. I don't have any money on it, but I've been watching the game anyways. More bullshit. Come on, FanDuel. Get some National Lacrosse League lined up. Let's go. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. There's the hustlers, the degenerates, and everybody else in between. You know how we roll. Let's do this thing. The bowls have begun. There's no more countdown, although it's countdown to kickoff once again. We have one less game on the board Saturday in the National Football League, but that's fine. We've got a full slate of college football to break down. We got one of the best in the business, Rob Vino. RobVinoSports.com will step up and in. We got Tony Finn, Wager Talk, throwing it down with us as well. We're talking NFL football with Tony. We're going to talk a lot of college with Rob, so I guess we'll focus in on the NFL action with Mr. Tony Finn. WagerTalk.com, Area 51 joins us from the Badlands in the the deserts of Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. A lot of football going on. Congratulations to Mary Hart and Baylor, a Division III national champions after rolling, North Central Illinois, I believe it was. Yes. North Central Illinois. All I know is I cashed a ticket with it. Hey, that's all I know. And we're looking to cash another ticket right now. In the late night hours, we've got NBA basketball going on, and the Los Angeles Lakers are getting absolutely smashed by the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I apologize to all Laker fans, but I'm about to cash a ticket with the T-Wolves. T-Wolves aren't quite the Cavaliers as far as like a dominant point spread team, but the T-Wolves are also aren't the same old T-Wolves, all right? The T-Wolves can ball, man. These guys can ball, and they should be able to ball. Right? The T-Wolves have had like top three picks like every damn year for the last 32 years. You figure eventually they can get good. And they're sort of getting there right now. We have a miracle of like epic proportions going on here. That the Portland Trailblazers are actually about to win a basketball game, but not so fast. They're not there yet. All right. We'll keep our eye on that. I guess Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley are fighting again tomorrow. I have one, like, yeah, I'm almost speechless. But I have, like, one word, why?
This is like a snooze fest, Gabe. Why would you do that?
This is like making Batman versus Superman 2. There's no need for it. Nobody wants to see it. If you're Jake Paul, you've already hustled enough people. You've gotten away with it. You don't do it every month, bro. The act's going to run thin, and it already has. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Free show. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Rich, and the Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. A lot of stuff to break down tonight. NFL football. We've got college bowl action, NBA news, Kyrie Irving news. There's a UFC card. There's, as I stated, Jake Paul is, I can't use the word fighting. Jake Paul is appearing with Tyron Woodley again. It's like, okay, you know, like, really? You know what? Like, Jake Paul gave Tyron Woodley, like, a bunch of money after and a gift and all that after. You should give us all, like, a Rolex to watch the fight. Give me a Rolex and I'll watch this fight. How's that? That's a shout-out to Jake Paul. I don't want to fight you or anything like that. You know, I'll admit, you'll knock me out. It's all cool. So I don't want to fight you, but if you want me to watch the fight, send me one of those, like, Connor chains or something like that and I'll watch. But, like, honestly, I can't, like, we watch you, like I said, we all got suckered in the first time, and I'm glad just Matias can contain his excitement this time as far as jumping in and telling us it's a snooze fest. It's not a snooze fest, it's a crap fest, all right? It's a piece of crap fest, it's a waste of time fest, And at this point, like, Jake Paul, you should have, you know, you should fight Jersey Jerry. Like, at this point, fight Jersey Jerry. I'm dead serious. I'd be more interested. Fight the last week, Jersey Jerry beat Big Man. Now he gets Jake Paul. That's the way this thing works. And I think that, I'd be more interested. I'm dead serious. I know what's going to happen with Tyron Woodley. Right, he's going to talk a bunch of smack about how he had his best camp ever, and this time it's for real, and he's going to knock him out. Tyron Woodley's been saying this for 7 years, man. All right, remember when he used to be good? Listen, I don't blame Woodley, whatever, dude. Woodley, you know what? Woodley's become like, he's like Apollo Creed in a Rocky movie now. That's all you are. You're just like, you're the actor there, and there's like Sylvester Stallone. And down the road, you guys can make a movie running on the beach together, holding hands and stuff, wearing Speedos, hugging each other. Because that's what this is, all right? Like, yeah, listen, Jake Paul and some of his smack talk about the UFC is comical and stuff. But, yeah, the UFC card next to this is like kind of, you know, it's like I said earlier, Jake Paul's got a good hustle going. He's making a lot of money and stuff. You know what I mean? He's got, you know, I know he's supposed to fight the Fury guy, but nobody cares about that either. Right? So I guess some people would have, but at least it would have been something new. But as I always use the line, like if you rob a bank, you don't rob the same bank. Like you don't, you know what I mean? You got to move to a different neighborhood type of deal. And Paul is hustling people too quickly on this. Right, like you know what I mean, like we haven't had you're an annoying person to begin with, so you're kind of hard to take, so you gotta like disappear for a little while, and then hey, I'm back, right? Hey, let's spend Christmas with Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley. How much are they charging for that anyways? I think I saw him pimping it on Twitter. I like his Twitter profile. It's on Twitter. His Twitter profile. He dropped everything about himself. It just says, I'm fighting this date. Buy it. So like, yeah, no, I'd rather not. Like I said, I have more interest. Like Jake Paul versus Jersey Jerry would be fun at least. You know what I'm saying? Tyron Woodley. You know what Woodley is? The problem with Woodley is? It's the worst thing you can say about like a fighter, an entertainer, a talk show host or anybody. You're just boring. You're boring to watch fight, right? You can't box, right? Yeah, like I hate to say all this because Woodley used to be a badass that I used to make a lot of money on betting on mixed martial arts. Well, so we'll get into the UFC a little bit later on. So yeah, there's all this COVID stuff going on in the National Football League. They're moving games around. It's all over the place. It's pretty tough. We'll see if Finn has games that catch his eye. More about the college bowls. Like, Sarah, what am I going to do? I'm going to start, like, handicapping all these games? I don't know who's playing. I don't know. Like, I already have money on a game. I already have a $250 bet that's, like, in limbo now because of, like, a game that was moved. I bet on the Seahawks believing that I was getting an advantage because the Rams had 23 guys out. Well, no. The league moved the game because it's the LA Rams, right? They'll pick and choose who they'll help and who they want to destroy and who they don't care about. And, I'm not like when I, you know, I'm going to hold off. Follow me on Twitter Sunday morning or suck it. There it is. There's my NFL analysis. I like the Atlanta Falcons. It's the one game I like. I'm dead serious. It's the one game. And I don't even want to bet on the NFL right now. I'm killing it in college. Actually, you know what? I killed it last night in the NFL too. Right? What was it? Like 25-3 in the end. It rolled over into tonight. Swept the board in college today with the Bulls. We gave you Middle Tennessee State plus the points, the over. Northern Illinois plus the points, the over. And we crushed a million in-game overs in that bowl game tonight. But we'll get into the bowl games. So as far as all this COVID stuff is concerned, so the NFL, well, when it's all said and done, like the NFL, everything always works out for them. That's the one thing. You know, Goodell... It's pretty crazy, like, to say, because Goodell kind of used to screw up everything before. He really did. Like, Goodell used to screw everything up. It was one of those deals where it's like, dude, listen, it's an easy job. You're the commissioner, you know, of a league that, as I stated, like, you know, people will like the NFL no matter what happens. And there was always a something with Goodell. You know what I mean? It was always like, well, you know, he's he suspended this guy for this amount of time, but he didn't do anything for that. And everything was so random. Or I guess I should say, too, he was sort of like the new teacher. Like, Paul Tagliabue was a very nice guy. Right? Tagliabue was a very sort of fatherly type of guy, the commissioner before Roger Goodell. And Goodell came in and really sort of became like a sheriff type. Like, Tagliabue wasn't a sheriff. Tagliabue was just, you know, I'm going to run the league and you guys play football. Right? Goodell sort of became, hey, you can't take Viagra. You know, hey, you guys had sex on a boat. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who cares? Remember that Viking thing? Remember that big Viking scandal? Like, so what? A bunch of football players had sex on a boat. Is it a crime to have sex on a boat? Seriously. Well, maybe I guess some of them were hookers, but is it a crime? maybe, I don't know. Is it a crime to bet on sporting events? Is it a crime to do coke and have sex with hookers on a boat with my teammates? If so, I guess I'm guilty. And if it's a crime to bribe a jury, then I'll be guilty of that too. But you know when it all changed with Roger Goodell? You know when it all changed? Was the pandemic. So if you're listening, Roger, Mr. Roger Goodell, if you're tuning in right now, sir, there's a turning point to my take here in which I say, and it's true, if you look, at my Twitter, you talk, you know, if you went back years, I've had nothing but kind words to say about Roger Goodell. He's handled this pandemic better than anybody. I brought it up. 30 out of 32 general managers in the National Football League, 28 of them wanted to postpone the draft 2 years ago. Oh, we can't do it virtually. We don't get to go meet them and ask them if their mothers were hookers or not. And Roger Goodell told them, this pandemic's not going away. He said, what are we going to do? We've got to move forward. We're doing it.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Virtually. And they didn't want to do it. And Goodell said, no, we're doing this. And what happened at the virtual draft? It was amazing. People loved it. People prefer the virtual draft. People seeing the kids at home. Roger Goodell sitting in his basement having a couple of drinks. He was clearly bombed by the end of it. And with the third, fourth pick, remember, he was even giggling. It's like, wow, man, Roger Goodell has a personality. Wow. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
Oh, yeah, let's do this thing Bollywood style. I tell you, there's like a Bollywood party slash wedding or something going on like across the street from me in a casino. It's louder than a Slayer concert. Like, I swear to God, man, it's louder than a Slayer. Like, it's loud, man. They're like, it's a festive party. It's a festive ass party, man. Going on. So we're breaking it down on the Friday Night Freak Show. I think I'm going to fire off a poll question, actually. And you can answer this, Matthias. I'll ask you this. I'm going to type this out, though. I got to get someone to type for me. North Dakota State Bison, victorious. Bingo, boom. How the hell were they only laying 4 points, man? They're only 30-1 at home all time in the playoffs, right? The Fargo Dome. Fargo. 2014 final score, James Madison Dukes go down. North Dakota State Bison victorious. So, yeah, one good thing about the Browns and a Raider game being moved to Monday is now that means the Bear game is not like the only game on Monday night. That's right. That's the positive thing. So our poll question is, would you rather watch Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley 2? A very boy band Christmas in which NSYNC, the Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, and Boys to Men all sing Christmas carols on ABC this week? Or the Bears and the Vikings game on Monday night? It's a tough one. I think it's a very good poll question. What would you rather? I guess I should determine. What would you rather be forced to watch? What would you rather be forced to watch? All right. So, Matthias, those are your options. You can watch the fight tomorrow. Woodley, Paul 2. You can watch the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings play, air quote, football. Or you can watch a very boy band Christmas. And which I got to tell you, the fact that Boys to Men are part of this, the part of Boys to Men, and I don't know, there's something mesmerizing about that Joey Fatone guy. He's just so weird looking. I don't know, there's something about, remember I was watching, I saw the commercial once. I was like, what the hell? And they're wearing like pajamas and stuff. And they're standing in front of a Christmas tree. And there's like, there's a duet with all of them together and stuff. I'm thinking, man, I don't know. So Woodley, I'll tell you right now. I'm watching the boy band Christmas before Woodley and Paul. I'm not just joking. Like, I'd tune in for a couple of songs at least. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bell rock. You know what I mean? I don't mind Boys to Men. If this is it, this is the end of the road. It's a natural. So to me, it's down. Yeah, so I'm not watching Woodley, Paul. So then it comes down to, would I rather watch a boy band Christmas or the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears? What's your pick?
Oh, it's a football. I'm doing Vikings and Bears all the way. All the way. Just like the time where you said, we like the football for the smallest of conferences. This is the NFL. We like the football here.
No. I can't buy that for this. I mean not for everything except the Bears game.
And fantasy purposes, Gabe. You know, we got fantasy playoffs, so there's some investments there, too.
That's your problem if you have any Chicago Bears. Sorry.
I got Adam Thielen, Vikings. Actually, but he better play.
Is he even playing, Adam Thielen? Is he even playing?
Even if he does, he's on bye week. So I guess I just got Jefferson in another league. It's going to be a good day. Jefferson's going to have a big game.
I don't even know what league you're talking about here. Yeah. All right, that's enough. See, all right. So you're watching the football. He's not even. Is that league feeling, Jefferson? Did you make the playoffs in our league? That's the question. Did you make
Absolutely.
The playoffs in our league?
I should have got a bye too, but I got stuck in the third seed.
I gotta tell you.
I should have had a three-way bye.
Yeah, we all should have a three ways, but it doesn't always work out the way we want, Matthias. I got to tell you, I'm not too pleased with what happened here. They're my team, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I'm in the playoffs, $2,400 to the winner. No, that's not true. It's $1,600 to the winner, $800 to second place. $2,400 pot. Man, you would have figured. I had last night, I had Justin, this is my playoff team. I got one. I was in two leagues, and I had a playoff team. I made the playoffs on one of them. Justin Herbert was my quarterback, and I had Tyreek Hill last night. Tyreek Hill had 32.8 points last night, and Justin Herbert had 23.4. You figure, wow, I got two guys, and I posted 55.84 points. Damn great start to the playoffs. No, the son of a bitch that played me, this guy, he had Travis Kelce. 41 points Travis Kelce had. You know what? The only thing that softened the blow is I had a bunch of prop money on Travis Kelce, and I was thinking about him like, oh, God. Every time Kelce did something, I was happy for my money, and I was like, you know what? I know this guy has Kelce right now. I didn't realize it was 41 points till after the game last night. I wanted to be sick. I was like, come on, man. I have to be crushing this guy now. I just had Herbert and Hill. I couldn't have worked out any better. No, you had Kelsey. He's got Jalen Hurts. Wow, that means suddenly my fantasy playoffs comes down to Tuesday now. I got to wait till Tuesday. Jalen Hurts. He's got Jalen Hurts, James Robinson, Michael Carter, Justin Jefferson, Chris Godwin, Darnell Mooney, Philadelphia Eagles, and Max Prater. It doesn't sound formidable. No, it doesn't, but it doesn't sound, no. And I have, I already played my quarterback in Herbert. I already played one of my wide receivers in Tyreek Hill. I have Saquon Barkley, Leonard Fournette, Jalen Waddle, Zach Ertz, and Mike Evans. I'm much flashier, as you can tell. I have a pretty, that's my pretty solid team. I like Justin Herbert, Saquon Barkley, Leonard Fournette, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Zach Ertz, Mike Evans. My bench right now, I have DeAndre Swift, Kareem Hunt, DJ Moore, and Higbee. So I don't know what the deal is here with Swift. I think, is Swift playing suddenly this week? Is he cleared? I've got running back decisions to make. I've got running
you have
back Devontae decisions.
Freeman
to make.
Sitting right there too, Gabe. You got a nice little. You have Freeman down there.
I don't want any part of Devontae Freeman against the Packers in that game.
No, he gets a lot of catches out of the backfield too. You'd be surprised how many he gets some late points all the time. He's been only for a while.
My only question, my only debate here. And I don't even know if it's DeAndre Swift. It would be if DeAndre Swift. I don't think DeAndre Swift has been cleared. Let's see. He has been ruled out. All right, there we go. Like I said, it's stupid NFL. I don't know who's playing. They take you 10 hours. That's, I'm going to wait till Sunday morning and I'm going to hit refresh on everything. I'm going to be like, all right, this is who's playing and this isn't. This is who's not. So, yeah, that was my only decision. I don't fully trust Saquon Barkley. Right, and I like Saquon, but I don't like the quarterback situation there. And I like my team. I guess so. Has Jalen Waddle been cleared to play? Is he officially out? Like that's like I said, it's been. I know he's been placed on a COVID list, but I also heard. Remember we had Houts on last night. He goes, yeah, but he could be cleared. Now you're allowed to get cleared right away. So I imagine if he clears another test, he's back. That's what I'm saying, man. Got to be freaking Dr. Fauci, man, to figure this crap out. Anyways, screw you, GGs. Sorry, John Gabby, who I'm playing in the in the league. You're a nice guy, I'm sure. I'm just upset you got 41 points with one player. It's pretty frustrating. But we're going to take you down. We've got to survive in advance. Survive in advance. So, COVID's causing craziness in the NFL. So, they moved the games. At least we got different games going on. NBA is... getting players back quicker. Like, guys are testing positive, and the NBA's bringing them back 2 days later now. So that's where the NBA is at. And the NHL seems to be in the verge of a free fall right now. We've already seen teams. There's a bunch of teams in the NHL, which they've shut down until after Christmas already. And the Toronto Maple Leafs right now seem to be another team that's on the verge of a breakout. They're not practicing. They didn't practice today. I know they a lot of them, they were told to stay in the hotel. The NHL is in a panic. All right. I don't know why it's spreading with NHL players as much as it is, like in these massive ways. I guess it really isn't anymore there. But I don't know. It seems like more teams have been affected and shut down. Or I should say the NHL has just been smart and proactive and said, all right, let's just shut these teams down for 10 days. Right. I mean, in the NFL, it's getting to the point where, like, somebody's like, you can debate, well, they make this team play, they don't make that team play. What it really comes down to is it's a competitive imbalance. And, even if you say, all right, make the Browns play or whatever, then you're just helping the Bengals, right? You're just helping the Ravens. You're helping, like, the Colts. You're helping, like, there's ramifications to all this stuff. Like, when you start.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you mess with the schedule, it has ramifications. So I want to get to Kyrie Irving, who basically does whatever the hell he wants without ramifications. Kyrie wins the standoff because the Nets are desperate. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break up the hickory switch.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, the Mightier 1090, San Diego, SoCal, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the Brooklyn Nets, and Kyrie Irving are reuniting, and it feels so good. And it's out of sheer desperation, and the Nets admit it. We've arrived at this decision with the full support of our players after the careful consideration of our current circumstances, including players missing games due to injuries and health and safety protocols. We believe that the addition of Kyrie will not only make us a better team, but allow us to optimally balance the physical demand of the entire roster. We look forward to Kyrie's return, as well as our entire roster getting back together on the court. Says general manager Sean Marks of the Brooklyn Nets. So I like the way that he says, due to the current circumstances. And, you know, we always tell you guys, you know, most people don't, you know, like I said, people are not really sport fans. They're just, what's the pick? What's the next thought? You know what I mean? But if you pay attention, that's how you win, right? I hate to tell you. So if you actually pay attention. And you saw Steve Nash say, this can't go on with Kevin Durant. Right? He said, this can't go on. Kevin Durant's playing like over 40 minutes a night. He's carrying this team. It's too much to ask. And yeah, he can do it. And Kevin Durant said, no, I can do it. No problem. And you know, I love playing, so it's cool. And Kevin Durant has been doing it. But problem is, you need Kevin Durant to be fresh and healthy, man. If the Raptors didn't sit Kawhi's ass every second night in Toronto, they wouldn't have won. Kawhi can't play a whole season. He can't. Like, you know what I mean? And people don't like it and stuff, but it is what it is. So Kevin Durant can only do so much, and he will get hurt. He'll wear out, and there's no way you can play this guy 82 freaking games, 40 minutes a night, man. It's stupid. So that's not what he signed up for either, right? To carry this because Kyrie's a flake and Harden's hurt. So, and Harden's done his part. Harden's like, you know what I mean? Harden's been a good teammate, actually. Harden's been a good Brooklyn Net. Better than I thought he would be at first. So I'll give him credit for that. So they got Kyrie back on the road, right? So on the road again. So it's just only Kyrie. Only in Kyrie's world could this ever, like, be pulled off. And whatever, man. Part of me is like, part of me wouldn't do it. Like, I got to be honest, I wouldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't accept it. Like, if I was the owner and I was the GM and stuff, I'm not doing this. It's a stupid idea. I'd be like, I'm not having you on the road only. And then, like, not playing at home. And it's just... But another part of me says, you know what? He's already under contract. Right? Like, you can't trade him. right? Number one, he already said he would retire before getting traded. All right, so you don't have to pay him, but it's not even about the money. It's about him being under contract with you, right, and taking up space on your cap and stuff. So you're already paying the guy. And number, you know, no, you, it's, so it's not like he said he wouldn't get traded. And number two, who was it, one of our guests last week? It was Mo DeKeel, actually. And Mo's great. Let's get him on again next week. Mo was great. Mo DeKeel said, he said, and Mo worked for the Clippers. Mo's in touch with the NBA. Mo said nobody would trade for Kyrie Irving now. Right? It's just, it's too much. Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's too much with him. Right? And no one's going to trade for him. So that's the whole thing. If you're the Nets, what are you going to do? You could say, all right, make him sit here forever. And we're not going to get anything back in return. And we're going to run KD and everyone into the ground. We can't trade him because no one, number one, he won't get traded. He said he's going to retire first, and he will do it. He's nuts. He will retire. Like, you got to tell, you know, that's one thing. Like, you got to take him at face value when he tells you that. And number three, no one's going to want him. Who's trading for him? Oh, yeah, you know what? We'll fix him. You know what I mean? No. He likes New York. He's from New Jersey. That's why he's there, right? And it is what it is. So the new part of me, the other part is like, listen, it's 2022 now. Let's start calling it 2022. It's not yet, but I'm going to start now just so we don't slip up like everyone else calling these teams names and everything else for years after. It's 2022. So, yeah, we're in the modern era now. It is what it is. You're already screwed, and you're better off. They're right, and I like their honesty when they said we can balance our roster better now. So in other words, Kyrie, and this is what I would do to your ass now, I'm running your ass into the ground, bro. I'm running your ass into the ground, Kyrie. Oh, you're going to play on the road, all right. Oh, you're going to play all right. You're going to play every damn road game. No nights off. Every road game. Back-to-backs. And you're playing 46 minutes a night. I'm dead serious. Why? You're not playing at home. You're only playing 50% of the time. I'm only paying you 50% of the time, too. I'm not paying you for home games. So, fine. But I'm going to run your ass into the ground here. And what I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to screw you over. And I'm going to sit everyone else. You're a selfish person. You're a selfish basketball player. And it's perfect. So, whatever. Here's the ball. Here you go, Kyrie. Go shoot it, bro. It's just you. Hey, worst case, KD playing tonight? No, he's not. We're saving him for the home game. Sorry. He was the one that played the first 30 games, Kyrie. I'm sorry. No, you're going to play 40 minutes a night now every night. You like to shoot so much. That's why you left LeBron. Right? You liked that LeBron was the guy, right? You thought you were better than LeBron even. So, all right. Like Michel Therrien said, okay, we find out now. All right. I'm dead serious, too. Kyrie Irving has showed he doesn't care about the Brooklyn Nets. He doesn't care about the organization. He only cares about himself. And if I was the Brooklyn Nets, I'd treat him like that. I'd be like, all right, fine. Like, it goes both ways, but I'm going to run your ass into the ground. I'm going to play you, and then you're going to tap out probably. Anyways, he'll get hurt anyways. I like Kyrie Irving, too. I think, you know what I mean? Now, listen. The thing with Kyrie is he is a great player. He's a great competitor. He does want to win. It's not like the guy doesn't care or anything like that. Like, when he's on the court, he wants to win, and he is good. And I said a selfish player. I don't mean he's, like, he wants to win. He's not a bad team. It's hard to say he's not a bad teammate. He's a horrible teammate. He walked off the Florida Celtics. I could go on. But you know what I mean? If he likes you, he's not a bad teammate. If he likes the situation and you're kissing his ass and the moon is tilted 37 degrees and it's not his sister's birthday and he doesn't feel like going skateboarding and, you know what I mean? It's one of those deals. Like, after a while, it's like, bro, you're not worth it. But as I stated, the Brooklyn Nets don't have a choice. They're already stuck with him, right? No one's taking him. It's like Ben Simmons. And you don't say, oh, you're going to trade him for Ben Simmons. Like, no. I mean, that's not it. The Philadelphia 76ers aren't going to do that. I would do it. If I was the Brooklyn Nets, I would do it. I'd trade him in a heartbeat to Philadelphia. I don't even like Ben Simmons, but I just did anything to get rid of Kyrie, I would do it, right? And just to get a player, and I would just tell Ben Simmons, listen, we're not even going to ask you to shoot. Can you rebound for us a bit and just give us a couple of passes, play a little defense, and stay the F out of the way? All right, just stay out of KD's way and Harden's way. All right, just stand there, Ben. All right, you're good at that. You're good at doing nothing anyways. I've got some good hot basketball takes here tonight. That's a good one right there. You're good at doing nothing anyways. Sounds like an Urban Meyer line. Like to rip Urban, but like I said, I like his quips too much. His insults are just too good. One thing I will say, though, I wanted to get to this. So, and listen, man, I don't set the rules, right? Like, people get mad. If I talk about COVID, I'm not Dr. Fauci, right? I don't run the CDC, guys. I can barely run my own life. Yeah, I'm not trying to run anything here. I just running this radio show. That's it, right? That's it. But how about this? New York City's mandate allows that Kyrie Irving can practice in New York, but he can't play a game. That's right. That's right. I was unaware of this. I don't think anyone realized this. New York City's mandate will allow Irving to practice at home, but he is not allowed to play any game at home. Oh, God. And this is scientific how? So he's a danger and he better be vaccinated. So we can't let him in the arena in Madison Square Garden, even though we let visiting players in that are not vaccinated. Into Madison Square Garden and into the Barclays Center. But you can practice. You can practice at the Barclays Center, but you can't perform there later if there's people there. Because that would be a danger to society. And that would, you know, then there would be a massive outbreak because of Kyrie Irving. This has to be the stupidest thing that I've that listen. There's a lot of stupid things about New York, all right? There's a lot of stupid things about New York. And a great city, toughest-ass people out there. I've lived in a lot of cities, toughest people. And I'm talking about stupid. I'm talking about the bureaucrats, the government, the city, the state, right? Like, you know, look at their insanity of letting New Jersey, like, make trillions of dollars while they sit there with their thumbs up their asses doing nothing about sports gambling. They let a couple of casinos outside of Buffalo have it. Like, how does that make sense? Yeah, listen, sports betting's legal in the state. All right, good. No. But only around Buffalo and a couple of tribes. And in the city, we can't have a sports book, just an app maybe. We'll see what happens about that. Yeah, we're going to legalize weed like 8 years ago, they said. Like, yeah, 10 years ago. The state of New York, whatever. Anyone who lives in New York knows what I'm talking about. About the state of New York. Now let's get into the city and the state. So, I don't know. Maybe Cuomo should have been less busy groping his aides, staring down their blouses, and doing interviews with his jackass brother on TV, instead of coming up with some sort of scientific policy that it's okay for a player to practice in the morning in Brooklyn, but if he plays a game at night, then, you know what? All hell's going to break loose. Like, come on, man. This is the problem. This is what you do. This is what happens when you crackpot nut job government losers. When you give the crackpot losers reason to bitch, right? So when you say follow the science, and a jackass like me can say, yeah, well, how is it scientific that he's allowed to practice in the morning, but he's not allowed to play at night? Like, what is the difference of the danger to society? What is scientific about that?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's scientific about, like, saying, oh, now we're going to have 50% capacity in the arena? Well, if this disease is so bad and it's so bad and it's going to spread, seems like having 10,000 people in a room would be pretty bad. I don't care if it's 10, 20, or 100 or whatever. It's bad if it's bad. Well, no, it's not bad if it's 50, but it's bad if it's 100. No, it's bad if he plays at night. That's dangerous. But if he practices, no, that's not part of the mandate. Suck your mandates. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Match Request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Lorenzi. So, yes, we're talking about Kyrie. So, Kyrie sort of wins, but he really doesn't. He doesn't. Like, the Brooklyn Nets need him. It is what it is. As I stated, they don't have a choice. They don't want to do this. Right? The owner of the Brooklyn Nets doesn't even like Kyrie Irving. He said it. He basically said, yeah, I think the guy's like, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? She's a bad teammate. She doesn't care about us. Like, everyone, they don't know, right? But the thing is, we're in a selfish era, right? Everyone's selfish now anyways. So they have to put up with it. And eventually, the thing is, Kyrie's going to win in a sense because he's going to wait it out. Because eventually they'll lift this mandate in New York because people are going to start talking about it and going, well, how is it logical that he's allowed to practice but he can't play? And then, well, okay, if he tests. And right, they're already changing the rules every week now, right? They just changed the rules yesterday in the NFL and the NBA. So they're becoming much more lenient. Like, people that freak out, oh, the government's getting worse and stuff. No, it's getting easier. It's getting, like, more lenient. Like, the leagues are letting, you know, they're easing up. But I'm telling you now, it'll end poorly. Brooklyn won't win. The basketball gods aren't going to let Kyrie Irving do this, and you think they're going to win a title, he's not going to play at home, or then they're going to change the rules to let him play at home in the playoffs. But that's what he'll probably, that's his plan. That's probably what he's thinking. He's like, you know what? I'll wait it out. I'll play home games. And by the time it gets to the spring and we're going to the finals, there'll be political pressure. That this is stupid, and they're going to lift it, and all I'll have to do is get tested. Right? Like, so maybe he will win in the end if he waits it out. He doesn't care about his reputation. This is the same guy that called a talk radio show in Boston under a disguised name defending Kyrie Irving. So he doesn't have any shame. So, you know what I mean, that's the thing. That's the best way of putting it. It's 2021, 2022 now. You can't shame anybody, right? Nobody feels shame for anything. So it's like, you keep saying, oh, well, you're hurting your reputation. You think they care? No, they don't care. I already said I think the earth is flat. I already said I think the earth is flat. What can I do now? Bring it.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it right here.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.